That right there was none other than The Organ. And they are a band who were. They were from Vancouver, and they are no longer. And they consisted of girls. and this album, well, actually, it's not an album. It's an EP. It's called Thieves. And it excuse me, has six songs on it. And basically, these are songs that they had written as a band, and then they had broken up, and then they decided to purge them, to get them recorded. So good for them for doing that. So they recorded it after the fact, after they were no longer a band. So, hey, you know, I myself used to be in a band, and, you know, if I could go back and just simply record all those rare things we had, those magical moments for posterity's sake, to know for your own sake that they're there someplace existing on, whether it's vinyl or a CD or whatever. So good for those ladies. But anyways, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I am your host of this show. Well, the show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm Anita B. And this show goes from 6:30 till 8, and the focus is Canadian music. So there you go. I think I've given out all the parameters of the show, and here I am. So I'm happy to be here. I have two children. I have two crazy kids, and I'm now back to work full time. I have a 3-year-old and a 10.5-month-old. And the older one's a girl, the younger one's a boy. In case you never met me, let me introduce myself. So there you go. Anyways, my point is that now that I'm back at work full time, I went back a month ago. I'm starting to finally hit a groove. I'm starting to finally find my way as to how to exist with those factors, the kids and well, husband too. And anyways, I'm a high school teacher too. So when I go to school or when I go to work, it's just like school. So I'm like a mom all day, and then I get home and I'm a mom. That's okay though. But, holy, let me tell you, life is hectic. Okay. So let's not talk about me. Let's talk about music. And there's not a whole lot of new Canadian stuff out at all, at least that I have in my hands. Well, actually, you know what? I take that back. There's something of interest that I'm holding right now. And this is a band called Down the Lees. So three words, Down the Lees, L-E-E-S. It's called The Guest Room. It's a 10-song album. And this is Laura Lee Schultz. So she used to be in a band locally called Queasy back in like the sort of early mid-90s. And I guess mid-90s, sure. And then she's been in a whole whack of, well, I don't want to say whack, but she's been in a various assortment of musical projects, if you will. And she's a really cool chick, and I was in a band that played with her different, I guess, incarnations. And I saw these guys. I saw their CD release party for the first album. Actually, my band played with them, as a matter of fact. And that was our last show. Oh, how interesting. So this is a significant band for myself. I was in a band called Clover Honey, in case you're keeping score. But anyways, so back to Down the Lees. And so I'm excited here. There's 10 songs that I could play. And I've just spotted it today for the first time here at the station. So, what shall I play? It's hard to pick out some. Well, it's not hard. Oftentimes, when you, like, you know, somebody like a DJ would pick out a song just because it sounds interesting, the title to it. Like, Run to Toledo. Like, to me, that sounds interesting. But it may not be the best song on the album, so I don't know. I should really listen to the whole thing first, but that's okay. It's college radio, and, you know, I'm not the most professional individual. But, yeah, you know what? I think we're going to run to Toledo. I'm from Windsor originally, and Toledo's not very far. It's just an hour south of the city. So you go through another whole state to get there. You go through Michigan. You go across the border into Ohio, and bang, there's Toledo right there. So let's run to Toledo. This is song number 6. And what else can I tell you? I think that's about it. Except that this station, again, is CITR, We're coming at you from the campus of UBC, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Snotty punky voice is none other than Ian Jones. He was one of the singers of Pluto. That was Pluto right there doing a cover of The Undertones, and the song is Girls Don't Like It. And you can find that plus 13 other songs on the label Square Target's compilation called Here Comes the Summer. I think I explained that. Anyways, there are a couple other Canadian bands on this comp. There's Cub, The Smugglers, and I think that's it. Yes. And other bands, though, in case you're curious, are The Figs, The Odd Numbers. The Odd Numbers. You know what? The Odd Numbers. I think I know that band. Huh. Sounds so familiar. The Odd Numbers. I think they might have played with, like, Pluto. Or, I mean, The Smugglers, maybe. Is that where I know them from? I'm looking at their picture right now. And, why don't I see a picture of them? Oh, here they are. They are from San Jose. The Odd Numbers. Yeah, I think I might have seen them before. And I think they're good. But they're not Canadian. So henceforth, they shall not be played on this show. This show here, by the way, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the premise of it is I play you Canadian music. That's it. So before that band, Pluto, who are Canadian from Vancouver, we heard Chad Van Galen, who is a Canadian artist out of Calgary, with his song Frozen Energon. And his new album is called Soft Airplane. And there you go with that one. And we started that set off with Down the Lees. And the song was Run to Toledo. And it is a local band, if you will. Kind of like a solo thing, but with other players, if you know what I'm saying. Of, did I put it away already? Of, you know, I forgot her name. Oh, lovely, lovely. Anyways, God, what's wrong with me? It's going to come to me the second I turn off the mic. But anyways, the new album is called The Guest Room. That is from Down the Lees. Okay. So it is 6:52, and CITR is the station you are listening to. And we're going to move on and hear some more Canadian stuff. So coming up next is something from this compilation that I quite enjoy. It's called Syrup and Gasoline, Volume 1. And it features 20 garage rock and pop bands from Grenadine Records out of Montreal. And the song that I love to play on this compilation is Tricky Woo's song. The song is Making Time. And I hope I have it in the right... Yeah, see, there's... I always have two CD players going. And usually only part of my brain is going when I'm here. So I'm like, oh, which CD player was that? Okay, I think we're going to hear the Tricky Woo song. Oftentimes I hit the wrong button. But yeah, so Tricky Woo, a band out of Montreal, who I'm sure is not around anymore. I'm just guessing they aren't. However, I should Google them or Wikipedia them when I'm off air here and let you know. But in case you're curious, my name is Anita B. And there you go. Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right. It is a minute after the last time I told you the time is. And this is Tricky Woo on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
What club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shops I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly, you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
How you gonna take me for yours? How you gonna take me? How you gonna
That is the Transmitters. They are a local group of boys who play rock music. So they have a new EP out. It's called, I don't know, it's got four songs on it. It doesn't really seem to have a title. So I'm just calling it the new Transmitters EP. And the song we heard is called Are You Gonna Take Me? And does that sound jammy or what? Like The Jam. It sounds very much like The Jam, which is good. That's fine by me. And yeah, so this is where I'm confused. I've seen the band name spelled in two ways. The Transmitter, so there's a Z in there, or if you're American, there's a Z. And sometimes there's two T's, and sometimes there's one T when it comes to the Transmitters. So I'm slightly confused, and because I have to type this stuff onto the computer. And the front of this EP has a single T, and then on the spine, two T's, just to keep me on my toes. All right, that's the Transmitters. All right, before that, the Gruesomes we heard. And we heard something from their new album. Well, I guess it's not really new. It would be a re-release of, I guess, their songs. And there's a whole whack of them on there. And it's called Gruesome Mania. And Gruesomes, of course, are a band out of Montreal who had their heyday back in like the mid to late 80s. Very stylish. And yeah, that would be the Gruesomes. And speaking of Montreal and stylish, before that we heard Tricky Woo with the song. Oh, wait a second. Shoot. I didn't put the name of the song. Huh. The Gruesome song was called Heartful of Pain. But then the Tricky Woo song. Oh, I'll put it away. Oh, it's right here. Hold on. I need to type this in. The Tricky Woo song was called Making Time, of course. Making, T-I-M-E, Making Time. And so Heartful of Pain was the Gruesome song. Heartful, excuse me as I type. Heartful of Pain. Had to do that or else, because I've put some of these CDs away. All right. Yeah. And then Pluto was in there before that with the song Girls Don't Like It, which is a cover of the Undertones. There is a compilation and it is called Do-Do-Do-Do-Do. Here Comes the Summer. Here Comes the Summer. There you go. And, oh, I have noticed here locally that the summer, I don't think really is too far away. I mean, seems to be that on the West Coast here, because I've lived all over, the spring comes relatively early. I mean, I've noticed, as you probably have, by the end of February, it's only the beginning. And I am seeing plants, like, I think they might be crocuses. And there's another plant that I quite like, and I forget the name of them offhand right now. It will come to me, of course, once I'm off air. But, I'm seeing things coming out of this soil, as I'm also seeing some trees with buds on them. It always freaks me out, though. I'm like, wow, it's February. But that's good. That's a positive thing. And the weather's been nice and it's been sunny. So my mood is relatively light. I've been in a much better mood, I think. The weather always has an effect on myself, as I'm sure it does on most of you. But yeah, let's talk about music. And let's just talk about what this is all about. It's 7:10 and you are listening to Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is the show here at CITR, at least one of them, that plays all Canadian music. Actually, I'm not sure that there is another all Canadian music show. There's other shows that might focus on Canadian music, but this is the Canadian music hour and a half. And Val is in the house, actually. She is the person coming on after me. We are talking about Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis. And she's here from 8 until 10. And she plays you, I don't know, let's call it edgy folk. Folk with an edge? I don't know. But, yeah. and what do I play you? I play you Canadian stuff. So let's play us something. I'm going to move on to something from the band Noviero. Noviero? I cannot do anything Spanish sounding. Wish I could, but I have a bad accent. But I know that this band, and it's spelled N-O-V-I-L-L-E-R-O. It is pronounced Noviero. And there you go. But anyways, they have a new album out. It's called A Little Tradition. And excuse me, it's on Mint Records. And features 13 songs. And we are going to hear the song, which is called Plastic Flag. There we go. Plastic Flag. And that's that. My name is Anita B, and I hope you're enjoying my show. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Wide awake should count to something. The facts remain, the room keeps spinning, and the good guys lose while the bad keep winning. But why belabor the point? There's no use complaining about an agenda, about the rules, about the time that's left or the time remaining. I know it's hard. I barely know what's right. I know it's hard. I barely know what's right. Drag the emptiness out to play. My brand new flag is a plastic bag caught up in a tree, left without its leaves that no one here will ever reach. So let's choke the sky, drown the ocean. There's a sun to burn and the ground to bludgeon. I know it's hard. I barely know what's right. I know.
Summer. not too hard, and I look but not too far.
Did you guys check out that kick drum? That was pretty deep and boomy and wild. That was the High Dials with their song Killer of Dragons from their new album called Moon Country. I really, really like this album. Every single song is good. So Good on you guys, the High Dials. They used to be known as the Dotsons, and apparently a band out of New Zealand shared the same name, and those guys decided to just plain old give it up. And those guys, meaning the Canadian ones out of Montreal, that's where the High Dials are from. And they've been around for a while. Like, the Dotsons were around definitely in the late 90s, I'm sure. I remember. So, anyways, that's who that was. Before that, we heard something from Babelicious, Hayden. He was just so dreamy. I haven't seen him lately, and I'm sure he's still dreamy-esque. But back in the day, back in, like, the sort of mid to late 90s, whew, what a cutie. I even had a poster of him in my bedroom. My bedroom at home when I lived with my parents. And I was not a teenager, let's put it that way. Oh, yeah, that was Hayden. So, The Hazards of Sitting Beneath Palm Trees was the song we heard from his album, The Closer I Get. And that was released back in, oh, I don't know, back, let's say a while ago. I don't know, 98 is my guess. And that song actually was featured on a movie that, what's his face? The guy from The Sopranos. What's his? Steve Buscemi is who I'm looking for. So Steve Buscemi wrote a movie called, tip of my tongue. Trees Lounge. That's what it was. Trees Lounge. Oh no. And Trees Lounge was released in about 96, the movie. So that album is actually, older than what I thought. So anyways, and that song, a video was made for, and it featured scenes from the movie Trees Lounge. Debbie, what's her face? Mazar was in the movie as well. She's that actress who's pretty, and she has those giant, like, really, really crystal light colored blue eyes. anyways, I love Steve Buscemi. I can go on and on about him forever. And I have in the past on the show, but I won't. Except that I love The Sopranos, too. Oh, and speaking of The Sopranos, that brings me to, you know, Tony Soprano and his real-life name, which is, what is it? That's escaping me, too. What's the matter? Every time the red button to go on air goes on, again, part of my brain sort of evaporates. Gandolfini, you know, that's his last name, Gandolfini. And he's in a new movie. I just heard it on the way here to doing my show when I was driving over. It was him and, who else? A few other good people. And it sounded really good. Now, if I can remember the premise to it, that might help my story. But I'm happy to know that he's going to be in something that sounds like it could be promising. Because I haven't really seen him in anything other than The Sopranos. So, except a couple of maybe like one crappy Christmas movie with, you know, Ben Affleck. But, jeez, it escapes me exactly what the movie was about. Anyways, enough of that. So, what did we hear before Hayden? Oh yeah, Noviero. We heard with their song Plastic Flag. I want to say Plastic Bag. Plastic Bleg. Anyways, the name of their new album is called A Little Tradition. And they are out of Winnipeg. I know that Rod Slaughter, who is the lead singer of Noviero, was in the band Duotang, who is out of Winnipeg. And I'm just assuming Noviero is still in Winnipeg. I'm sure that's the case. That's your Canadian rock trivia in the Department of Geography question of the day. Anyways, it is 7:26. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm your host, Anita B. Sam Squanch is the reference to Canadiana. That's what gets played on this show, is Canadian music. And I'm here till 8. And I may or may not be back next week, only because in the near future, I will be alternating with somebody else, with some other new show, and which means that I'll be here, you know, one Wednesday, and then I'll be off the next Wednesday, and I'll be back again. But we're not exactly sure when that's going to start. So until then, you will hear me every Wednesday minus the first Wednesday of each month. Okay, there you go. if that makes any sense. Okay. So, The Safety Show, that is what is coming up next. The Safety Show. This is a new band out of Vancouver. Whoops. Not new, I guess. I mean, they've been playing around town for a while, but they have a new album out. It's called Blackwater, and it's really good. And there are 7 songs, so I suppose technically that might be still considered an EP. So they have a new EP out. Really cool artwork. Very, very cool. And the songs are good, too. So it's a winner all around. And anyways, The Safety Show is Sean Bristow, Joe, Katie Lappy, Shane Phillipson, and a guy named Al. I don't know Al. I know everybody else. But Shane and Sean were in the band the Robosexuals, of course. And Joe, the drummer, was in the band Closed Caption Radio back in the day. Oh, yeah, with Shane, of course. And Katie Lappy was in the band Operation Makeout. And what other band was she in? Oh, God, I should know this. Cadeau, like gift in French. So these guys have been around playing their hearts out for a long time around the city. And, you know, various projects and whatnot. So anyways, the band is called Safety Show. The song we're going to hear is Blindness. And of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Helps on the way down. They say you're all right. Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
This is the very end of the song In the Backseat from Arcade Fire. Their album is Funeral. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm your host, Anita B. And it is 7:43, at which point 8 o'clock, Val comes on with her show, Folk Oasis. And then, for the record, from, let's see, after her show, which runs from 8 till 10, Julia S. and Caroline G. come on with their show, Juice Box, which is from 10 till 11. And that show is all about sex. So I would be tuning in. Sounds kind of juicy. Juice Box. All right. Oh, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I think I told you that. It's all Canadian music. And that was Arcade Fire. So before Arcade Fire, we heard Plum Tree with the song The Game's Over from their album Predicts the Future. And that album was released back in 97. Good golly, 97. And Plum Tree were four girls out of Halifax who are no longer together as a band. they must have broken up, I don't know, a few years after that was released. And I did see them, or a couple years after it was released, I did see them play here in Vancouver on the tour that supported that album. And it was at, let me think about this, the Columbia. Have you guys ever been to the Columbia? That's that club in the downtown east side. yeah, that was, I was in a band actually way back when called the Go Devils. And right around that time, actually. And the first live show I ever played was at the Columbia. Yeah, it was, I mean, it was a pretty cool little bar. And I guess there still are bands playing there. And it's pretty rough around the edges. But, you know, lots of cool bands have played there. And I think it has cheap beer. So, you know, you put those things together and you have yourself a fun evening. But, yeah. Anyways, before Plum Tree, we heard The Safety Show. That's a band out of Vancouver. And they have a new EP out. It's called Blackwater. And we heard the song Blindness. And yeah. Okay, so we're going to hear some more music, of course. And kind of along the tradition of Arcade Fire is something new from Stars. The band is Stars. They're out of Montreal, as is Arcade Fire. I've played us a lot of stuff from Montreal tonight. Let me go down my list here and see what who we have from Montreal. Tonight we heard Tricky Woo, The Gruesomes. Let's see, The High Dials. We heard Arcade Fire. And now we are hearing, Stars. So, right, this album, or excuse me, EP, is Sad Robots, and it has 6 songs on it. I think it was last week we listened to this, or 2 weeks ago, and we heard the song A Thread Cut with a Carving Knife. So we won't listen to that one. We will listen to the song Going, Going, Gone, and it's a live version. All right, sounds promising. So there you go. That's what you need to know. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
that red dress. I bet the boyfriend's happy. Your face is scarred with age. You're 23, but how can that be? Still hooked on sad love fame. Killing time with gin and lime. Each second numbs the pain. Love's just a lover.
Excuse me, we are having some technical difficulties. I'm having issues with everything. That's okay, I'll get it together. But I am here and I'm working on it. And by the way, this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Getting the chance to plug the show now. And Val's show will be on in 8 minutes. So if you don't hear from me, I will be back probably next week, if not the week after. And this is Anita B saying have yourselves all a wonderful evening. And you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This here is Sloan. Oh, play. Here we go. Come on, Sloan. Here we go. There is a ghost in the machine. I'm telling you that. Come on. I don't understand what's going on. See, I'm having problems. I'm having some serious problems. Okay. Let me try this again. I'll just put my headphones on. When you're talking on air without your headphones, you seem very removed, very distant. So now I'm back into the scheme of things. Okay, I was going to play some Sloan there, but I'm not. So how about we hear something from... how about Mal? Let's listen to some Mal. And this is a band out of Vancouver, which had three girls. One of them was Nico Case. And the album was released back in 96. It's called The Unforgiving Sounds Of. And it was on Mint Records, by the way, too. Okay, we're going to hear the song, how about Sucker? That sounds good. Let's hope this one works. I was probably hitting the wrong button the whole time. I'm sure that's all it was. Anyways, this is Mal.
once was a girl who always went a little too far. And one night, she went out into the middle of the dance floor. And she...
What up, CITR? This is DJ Betty Ford here to tell you that your favorite Tuesday night DJs have moved to Republic. Join myself and Trevor Risk in the main room as we conduct a balls-out assault on the dance floor. Or get it on the patio to a rotating crew of selectors, including CITR DJs and other famous people. We'll be mashing the latest tracks with all your favorite classics. And we'll have those trademark drink specials and cheap cover that you've been loving all these years. Plus, you can bring in your friend of CITR card or CITR membership card for free cover for you and a guest before midnight. Only at Full Tilt Tuesdays at Republic, 958 Granville Street at Nelson. Full Tilt Tuesdays, manic weeknight hysteria from the original Tuesday Night Wrecking Crew.
Has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically,
right,
or
yeah.
Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Well, I'll tell you about the blues. The blues is something that you play when you're in a low mood or something, and the hardships that you have had through life. It's just a mood that you are in. Blues is something that you have to play. Coming from your heart. And blues have been going on for the centuries and centuries. And blues was written in years and centuries ago, and they will always last. Say, for instance, you'd be lonely, and your girlfriend or your wife, you'd be in a melancholy mood or something. Well, you just want to hear some blues. And you